My name is Bob Parker. I'm president and CEO of the National Peanut Board.
Well, Bob, we have something very exciting here for the Peanut Board, a new brand. Tell us about that.
We're very excited. This year we rolled out the Perfectly Powerful Peanut. We evaluated what we needed to do with our brand platform for peanuts. We decided that we needed something that would really emphasize the health benefits and the nutritional power that peanuts have. We have more protein than any other nut, for example. So, of course, power was the perfect word to illustrate that. It's a versatile brand platform. It can be used for so many things, from promotion about how healthful peanuts are. We have more protein than any other nut. We have 30 nutrients and vitamins. We're a superfood. And we don't get the credit we deserve sometimes compared to the other nuts. And so that's where we thought it would be worthwhile to reposition ourselves. This can also be used for humanitarian purposes. Perfectly Powerful Peanut illustrates that you can take a blend of peanut butter and other nutrients, give it to a child that's severely malnourished, and turn their life around and save them. So it's we thought it was the right time and place, and the industry's embraced the platform. We're seeing the state organizations use it in their advertising and promotion, and we're seeing major brands use the term power in some of their promotions and advertising. So we don't have a lot of money in our industry, but we have more money than we realize sometimes when we add up all the different organizations. And if we're all pointing at the same target, we're much more focused and we're much more efficient with the use of our money.
Well, people love peanuts and peanut butter. And it seems like this new brand can really help them make them feel better about eating peanuts and peanut butter.
Absolutely. It can make them feel better about eating peanuts and peanut butter. And that's what we're trying to do is say it's okay to come back to your peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's a very helpful food, and it's not just sweet. You know, in fact, I love just plain peanut butter sandwiches. I don't even have to have the jelly or put a piece of fruit on it, and it's wonderful. It lacks one essential amino acid, I think, to be a complete protein, but with a piece of bread, it becomes a complete protein. You get that amino acid there, so we aren't communicating that much right now, but maybe that's something down the road.
How efficient, I mean, it's important to tell the producers how efficiently the Peanut Board uses their money.
We do. We're limited to only 10% for administrative costs, and everything else goes into the programs or into production research. And we fund almost $2 million a year in production research. And we've seen a huge benefit from the research that's been going on in recent years. We've seen the last two U.S. average peanut yields exceed 4,000 pounds per acre. I never thought I'd see that in my lifetime. Not too many years ago, we always used about a 3,000 pound per acre average for the whole U.S. Now we're at over 4,000 pounds. Somebody said that 1 year is an anomaly, and 2 years you have data. And we have 2 years, but we also have many other things that are going on and other technologies that are being used and implemented with the help of the research we have.
Well, and somebody said also, who's on the board, says if it's not good for peanut producers, then we don't need to spend the money.
Since I've been with the Peanut Board a year and a half ago is when I started, I've tried to make sure that we stay focused on improving grower economics. If we spend a dollar, if it's not going to improve grower economics by either making them efficient, helping them sell more peanuts, or get more for them, then we need to reconsider how we spend that dollar.
Thank you very much. Here at the Southern Peanut Growers Conference, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.